The Knowlton Players is getting set to put on its musical, The Sound of Music, at Theatre Loch Broom. The Sound of Music will be running on May 5th, May 6th, May 10th, May 11th, May 12th and 13th at 7 p.m. And there are also afternoon performances on May 7th and May 14th at 2 p.m. I sat down with member of the Knowlton Players and director for Sound of Music, Lucy Hoblin, and two of its actors, Brody Jette and Gracie Gauthier, to get all the details about this musical and what the audience can look forward to. Good day, listeners. I am your host, Taylor McClure, for CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and thank you so much for tuning in. Lucy, Brody, and Gracie, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for coming to CIDI and for chatting with us about the upcoming musical, The Sound of Music, that you're all working on with the Knowlton Players. I really appreciate it. Lucy, the Knowlton Players will be putting on The Sound of Music starting May 5th at Theatre Loch Broom, which you are directing, from my understanding.
Yes.
I've spoken to you many times, and it seems like you wear many different hats when it comes to the Knowlton Players. Why did the Knowlton Players choose The Sound of Music, and why did you choose this musical to direct in particular?
Well, when I was about 8 years old, it was the first time I had moved to Canada, our neighbors had a garage sale. And in the garage sale, they let me choose anything I wanted from the garage sale. And I chose this album, The Sound of Music. I had never seen or never heard of The Sound of Music. And I listened to it over and over and over again until I knew every single note and every single word of the album. And then I still hadn't seen it, so I had no idea what the story was about. And it took about 2 years until I actually got to see the movie, because they weren't so available as they are nowadays.
Yes.
And I became obsessed with everything The Sound of Music. And one of my very first musicals that I directed for the Knowlton Players was a musical called Julie, which was music that Julie Andrews sang. And that was when my son, who is now 26, was four. And so I've directed a few other shows since then. The Sound of Music has always been, had a special place, but I have never had the cast. And finally, in the last few years, we finally have a load of kids who are the right ages and are extremely talented. We have a person who could play Maria, and we have a captain, and then we have many other talented musicians and actors who, you know, so it seemed to be the perfect time.
Yeah, everything just kind of fell into place. So for those who might not be familiar with The Sound of Music, because I don't know anything about it either, what are the basic elements of its storyline? And will the Knowlton Players be sticking to the original musical as much as possible?
Yes, we will be sticking to the musical as much as possible, with one slight little quirk, which we will talk about in a minute. The story is about Maria von Trapp. It's based on a true story about Maria von Trapp, who fell in love with her employer. But before that, she was a nun.
Okay.
Then she went to become a governess for Captain von Trapp, and fell in love. And then they had to escape from Austria in order that Captain von Trapp didn't have to serve for the German army in World War II. So it's basically that story. It's actually set over about a 6 month period of their life, and the incredible music that came out of that family.
Now, you're talking about the cast a little bit. You're mentioning how everything just kind of fell into place. So I'm assuming rehearsals have been going really, really well. How long have you been working on this exactly?
Have they been going really well, guys?
Yeah.
Well, when some people don't go off down to Jamaica for a little while.
Not my fault.
No, I think one of the biggest challenges of amateur dramatics is that everybody else has a life outside of mm-hmm. of the theatre, and you know they come to do this for fun and for entertainment, but they all have other lives, and so we you know it's working along with those things. But I can tell you that I think I am most impressed with this cast as a whole. You know, they still look at me absolutely strangely when I have very weird ideas, but they, as a whole, I mean, the kids who are playing the Von Trapp family are just like completely wow. You know, all of them, you know, they all have their little identities. And then the nuns, we have a female chorus of nuns, of 14 nuns. They are incredible. Their dance skills sometimes are a little bit off, and I think they would agree with me. But as I say to every single person on the stage, they dance better than I do. So that's why I'm a director and not a dancer. But their singing is incredible. And then of course Jean-Pierre Le Pensée and Rob Ossington. As the two leads are incredible. We have a lady who has come back after 20 years to play the Mother Abbess. She was in The King and I about 20 years ago, and she's now singing, playing the Mother Abbess, and it was a part made for her. She has an incredible voice. And then we have the mice. So, surprise! We're not going to say too much about the mice, but we have three people who I desperately wanted to have in the play. They're Pfeiffer Kirkland and Leo Sauvigny and Gracie, who's here.
Yes!
And, and we realized that, Sound of Music is a very complex play because there's lots of scene changes, etc. And we felt we needed some entertainment between scenes. Mm-hmm. And so they're called the mice after the three mice in the movie Babe,
okay.
who used to sing between each scene. These mice are silent. But they do all sorts of different things that that you're going to have to come to the play to see. But Gracie, do you want to talk about something that you have to do?
Yeah. As a mice?
Yeah. Go into speaking of your character a little bit.
So we do a lot of running around. It's crazy how much we do.
And you're speaking to me before lots of costume changes, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of costume changes.
What's your first costume? Do you remember? I mean, can you remember? That's the poor mice that, you know, that we keep sort of flinging them in at the last minute and expecting them to remember what they were taught 3 weeks ago or something like that. Do you remember what you are at the beginning?
A nun, was it?
Yeah, you're a nun.
Yeah.
We call them the little nuns, even though Leo's 6'4". But they have a comedy routine with a bell pull.
Okay, so there's lots of surprises, it seems, for people with this play.
Yeah.
And Gracie, how long have you been a part of the Knowlton Players? Why did you decide to join the group?
Gracie started in the Knowlton Academy Choir with me when she was in grade one. And you're in grade what? What are you in grade in now?
Six.
Grade six. So she was in grade one, and now she's in grade six. The Knowlton Academy did a Charlie Brown's Christmas just before the pandemic. And then we redid it just last Christmas. And Gracie was Snoopy in the first time. And you were a person this time. And Brody, who is also here,
yes.
played, what character did you play in this, that was your
Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
I had Schroeder.
Yeah.
Schroeder.
And that was your first time.
That was my first time.
Yeah.
And why did you decide to join the Knowlton Players, Brody? What do you love about the theater and acting?
I just love acting and all. It's what I really want to do when I get older. It just calls me.
It's your passion.
Yeah.
And is this something that you're slowly falling in love with too, Gracie?
Yeah, there's a couple of things.
Go ahead. I want to learn more.
I do dance, acting, and I play guitar.
Okay, so you're an artsy person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this just falls right into place for you.
I didn't know you played the guitar.
Oh, well, there you go.
I have to add a guitar.
I haven't done it in a little bit because we're getting ready for exams.
Oh, okay. So. Oh, exams.
I haven't done it in a couple weeks.
Brody is our one boy in the Trapp family. There are two male characters. The other one is being played by Michaela Meacher, and Brody's playing Kurt.
Yeah. Do you want to speak about your character a little bit more?
Sure. My character, I feel, is basically like me. Like, he'll care about people or something, put other people first and stuff like that.
So you really relate to the character?
Yeah.
So it must have been easy for you to prepare to get into character.
Yeah. Apart from the dancing.
You said I had to mess up on the landlord because I was getting too good.
Yeah, that's right. He's one of the people who has to dance the landlord at the beginning. He's if those of you who have seen the movie, you remember that Maria starts dancing with one of the boys, Kurt. And, Brody is getting really good. He's really good at dancing. And he knows where he is at all times. And
what have you enjoyed most so far, Brody, about this experience being a part of the Knowlton Players?
Well, I mean, I've enjoyed it all. I really just love doing this. And, yeah.
You learn new skills, too.
Yeah,
you said you
sure.
want to do this when you grow up, so it's a perfect starting point.
Yeah, exactly.
And what about you, Gracie? How has the experience been for you so far? I know that you're originally in a choir, so how has it been acting?
It's been really fun.
And do you hope to continue?
Yeah.
Now, those are all the questions that I had for you guys, but I wasn't sure if Brody or Gracie, if you had anything else that you wanted to talk about before I come back to Lucy to ask her more details about the play. Are you excited?
I'm very excited because it's the first big play I've been in.
Wait, it's your first time in the theater, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I've been in the theater watching things, but I've never been in the play.
We have a lot of newcomers, a lot of people who haven't been in a theater on the stage. Gracie was when we did the Charlie Brown the first time. But yes, I think that's one of the biggest challenges is trying to imagine for these people who are new to the theater, moving from what's having no set, no nothing. Mm-hmm. We're slowly introducing props right now to suddenly being on the stage and moving into the stage and having to do that.
Yeah, because you don't rehearse on the stage.
No.
And
that's going to be an amazing thing. I know that this cast will be able to do it though, because they're all pretty awesome.
It seems like it's a good mix of personalities, talent, and energy. Now, for people who are interested in attending The Sound of Music, where can people buy tickets and find more information if they are interested?
Okay, so the show runs from the May 5th to the 14th. And the first weekend, it's May 5th and 6th at 7 p.m. Actually, the 7th has already sold out, so we forget about the 7th for now. And then the second weekend, it's May 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th at 7 p.m. and May 14th at 2 p.m. There are some tickets left still for the second Sunday matinee. And to get tickets, you can go to knowltonplayers.ca and you can click on purchase tickets here, and it will take you to a ticket purchasing site. Or you can phone at 450-915-0562.
Great. Well, thank you all so much for joining me today. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that anyone wanted to mention before we sign off.
I've tried to think of a funny anecdote, but the only one I can think of is the nuns. But just watching the nuns dance. I mean, Gracie is in one of the dances that the nuns have to do. How much do the nuns complain about having to dance?
Quite a bit.
They're like, we're nuns. We're not meant to be dancing.
Well, thank you all again for joining us, and I wish you all the best of luck when you perform.
Thank you so much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.